and sought the key, but it was gone. She called the boy, but no one answered. The king sent out people to seek for him in the fields, but they did not find him. Then he could easily guess what had happened, and much grief reigned in the royal court. When the wild man had once more reached the dark forest, he took the boy down from his shoulder and said to him,
"You will never see your father and mother again, but I will keep you with me, for you have set me free and I have compassion on you. If you do all I bid you, you shall fare well. Of treasure and gold have I enough, and more than anyone in the world."
He made a bed of moss for the boy, on which he slept, and the next morning the man took him to a well, and said,
"Behold, the gold well is as bright and clear as crystal. You shall sit beside it, and take care that nothing falls into it, or it will be polluted. I will come every evening to see if you have obeyed my order."
The boy placed himself by the brink of the well, and often saw golden fish or a golden snake show itself therein, and took care that nothing fell in. As he was sitting, his finger hurt him so violently that he involuntarily put it in the water. He drew it quickly out again, but saw that it was quite gilded, and whatsoever pains he took to wash the gold off again, all was to no purpose. In the evening, Iron Hans came back, looked at the boy, and said,
"What has happened to the well?"
Nothing.